Hello, everyone. I hope you had a enjoyable, if quieter, Christmas. It's good to have a bit of a break, but it's now glad to be back with you all and to be communicating online. So before we start, let's commit this time into prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we commit this time of worship, this time of reflection, this time of communion into your love and your care. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would be at work in our lives, touching us and speaking to us, encouraging and challenging us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been recorded on Hogmanay on the 31st of December, but it is going to be the 3rd of January when many of you are listening to it on the first Sunday of the month. And because it's the first Sunday of the month, we'll also be celebrating communion as part of this service. So if you want to participate in that, go and get yourself some wine or some juice and some bread and be able to celebrate together when that comes. So now Jodie is going to bring our reading to us, which is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 9. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 9.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Thank you, Jodie. Let us pray. Lord, as we reflect together at the beginning of this new year and what it holds, we pray that you would lead us and guide us in our thoughts and meditations as we reflect upon your word and upon our hopes and fears for the year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This time last year, which seems an age ago, on the first Sunday in 2020, we did an activity at church where we asked people to write down their hopes and their fears for the year for 2020. And we said we'd deliver them back to people at the end of the year to see how things had transpired. So we came across them a couple of weeks ago and we thought, oh, we better deliver them. So that's what we did yesterday. Jodie and myself went round on our bikes and then in the car for the ones a little bit further away to deliver those envelopes. Some of you would have received those envelopes through your door if you were at the first Sunday in 2020 at our worship. And as I was thinking about that, our hopes and fears, I was drawn to the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, which in the first verse says, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see you lie. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in your dark street shining, the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in you tonight. So as we reflect on our hopes and fears, we realize that all of them are met in Jesus, in Christ, and we have to focus in him and place our hopes and our fears in his care and in the framework of the vision of him. When I was looking back on my little list of things that I was fearful about this time last year, one of the things it says, conflict between Iran and the USA. Fortunately, that didn't transpire, but certainly we've heard news more latterly saying that Donald Trump was quite keen to actually take military action against Iran. So wisely, some of his advisors, military leaders, decided that wasn't the right thing to do. So that's one good thing that didn't happen. And then there was bits about Europe and what type of relationship will we have with Europe. Well, that's still playing out a bit, but at least we have had some sort of deal. There were fears about the finances of the church. I was praying that there would be a surplus, that we could give away something. And by the end of the year, we actually had a slight surplus, and we were projected to have quite a big deficit. So that was an encouragement. And then the hopes about new members and new people. At that time of year, I was looking forward to perhaps new baptisms that were on the horizon. But because of the way things have played out, that hasn't been able to happen this year, but hopefully in 2021. In 2021, we look at our hopes. We see hopes for the new vaccine, and it's good to hear of people in the congregation who've already been vaccinated. As I was going around visiting some of our older members, they were saying, oh, we're down at the community centre, we got vaccinated today. And a lot of that happened this week. So that is a sign of hope. And I look forward to be able to shake hands, to hug, and to kiss other people other than my wife. That sounds wrong, doesn't it? But you know what I mean. I quite like being tactile, giving people a hug or a peck on the cheek. The appropriate people, a peck on the cheek, not everyone. Or just to shake hands. It would be good to be able to do that, to have that human contact that we so miss. And hopefully 2021, maybe perhaps in the summer or the autumn, that might be more possible, although we've still got to follow the guidelines when we get there. I've really missed live music in the last 9 months or so. I remember Jodie and I had a ticket to go and see Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham, who are Scottish fiddler and accordion players, at the Stables. And that was the weekend where they were saying whether we should or shouldn't. And it was still allowed to go to that concert at the sort of middle of March or whatever, around about that time. But we decided that we shouldn't go, and that was the right decision in retrospect. But I've still got 5 tickets of concerts that I meant to have gone to last year, but have been cancelled and now projected to be sometime this year. Some of them are a bit optimistic in March and April. I don't think they'll be happening. Other ones are later on in November, and they might be more possible. But I really miss that live music. Another hope, so I have hope for the way we tackle issues, global issues like climate change, with the Americans having a new president, and they are set to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement, and maybe issues on climate change might be dealt with more rigorously in the coming years, as we really need to grab the nettle of that issue. And at a church level, I look forward to going back to fuller services, where we can have more people together, where we can sit together, where we can sing. How I miss singing in many ways. Baptisms, there was some people who were getting ready and had just about finished their baptismal classes when all this kicked off. I look forward to be able to baptize them in the coming year, if that is possible. And I've missed meeting in the pub next door with our Thursday group for discussions. It'd be good when it's safe to gather together, to meet and to drink and to discuss together. And also reaching out with new ventures in a post-COVID world, where there'll be need for helping people who feel lonely and isolated, and offering hospitality and friendship in that situation, and think of ways of doing that. And as we've not been gathering together, revamping gathering together in smaller groups, in cell groups, in house groups, where we can encourage and support each other. And just praying together, gathering together to pray in person, is something that we really miss, and look forward to be able to do that again in the near future. And on the issue of prayer, this coming Wednesday on the 6th, we're having a prayer day, and information will be sent out to church people in connection with that. And we're having a prayer meeting at 8 o'clock to gather together on Zoom. So do come along to that on Zoom if you can, so we can pray together for the coming year. looking at the reading from Philippians, this reading came to me when I was thinking about prayer and thinking about the coming year. And the call from Paul here, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, it's not easy to rejoice at the moment. We're going through difficult times with increasing infections and more people dying. Yesterday, 951 people dying. And it looks quite scary at the moment. But it wasn't easy for Paul to rejoice either. He probably wrote this letter to the Philippians in prison. And he was going through very difficult circumstances himself. But he found the ability to rejoice in Christ in those circumstances. And what he says to us also about anxiety is very important and apt at the moment in verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So don't be anxious. And that's hard in this situation. There's a lot to be anxious about with the rising infections and the health situation and the economic situation. People worried about businesses and finances and all sorts of issues, as well as the health issues too. There's a lot of grounds for anxiety. But in that situation, the antidote is prayer. In every situation, he says, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So we're to bring our needs and our requests to God, and also to give thanks to him in that situation. And that's something that we need to do, not just at the beginning of the year, but every day. And we're going to be going through a difficult few months. January, February, March won't be easy. And, you know, even though the vaccines are coming in, it's going to be quite a long time before things will get back to any semblance of normality. And we need prayer to sustain us. Prayer of intercession, where we're praying for others and for our own needs, but also just resting in God and allowing him to minister his peace to us. And in verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that's what we need. When we pray in this way, the peace of God will enfold us and will transcend our understanding and will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ. And we need that peace. Unless we come to God in prayer, resting in him, then we will not receive that peace. And that's the refuge that we need in these difficult times that we face. And it is a confusing time at the moment. And sometimes we don't even know how to pray. And I'm reminded of a prayer that I often turn to at the turning of the year by Thomas Merton, the Trappist monk. He was a great writer on prayer and spirituality and on contemplation. And he has this quote where he says, my Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does, in fact, please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Let us pray. Father, we bring before you our hopes and our fears for 2021. We didn't know 2020 would be the way it was, and I'm sure there'll be more surprises ahead in 2021. But help us to release our hopes and our fears into your care, knowing the hopes that are found in you will come to fruition, and the fears that we have, many of them, will not come to fruition and will fly away, and we'll look back and think, why was I worried about that? So help us to release these things into your care and to put our hope in you in these difficult times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're now going to celebrate Holy Communion together. So if you don't have bread and wine and you want to celebrate with us, then go and get some and come back to us. Press the pause button. And yes, so let's gather together in God's presence. And you're all welcome. If you seek to follow Jesus, then you're welcome to this table. Gather us in, the lost and the lonely, the broken and breaking, the tired and the aching, who long for the nourishment found at your feast. Gather us in, the done and the doubting, the wishing and wandering, the puzzled and pondering, who long for the company found at your feast. Gather us in, the proud and pretentious, the sure and superior, the never inferior, who long for the levelling found at your feast. Gather us in, the bright and the bustling, the stirrers and the shakers, the kind laughter makers, who long for the deeper joys found at your feast. Gather us in, from corner or limelight, from mansion or campsite, from fears and obsession, from tears and depression, from untold excesses, from treasured successes, to meet, to eat, be given a seat, be joined to the vine, be offered new wine, become like the least, be found at the feast. Gather us in. This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is to be made ready for those who love him and want to love him more. So come if you have much faith and if you have little, if you have been here often and if you have not been for a long time, if you have tried to follow and if you have failed, come, not because it is I who invite you. It is our Lord. It is his will that those who want him should meet him here. So let's listen to the story. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples. While they were eating, he took a piece of bread, said a blessing, broke it, gave it to them with the words, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Later, he took a cup of wine, saying, "This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Drink from it, all of you, to remember me." So now, following Jesus' example and command, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of the world, which Christ will make special. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us do so too. So let us pray. Loving God, when we were nothing, you made us something. When we had no name and no faith and no future, you called us your children. When we lost our way or turned away, you did not abandon us. When we came back to you, your arms opened wide in welcome. And look, you prepare a table for us, offering not just bread, but not just wine, but your very self, so that we may be filled, forgiven, healed, and blessed, and made new again. You are worth all our pain and all our praise. So now, in gratitude, we join our voices to those of the church on earth and in heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, as we come to share the riches of your table, we cannot forget the rawness of the earth. We cannot take bread and forget those who are hungry. Your world is one world, and we are stewards of its nourishment. Lord, put our prosperity at the service of the poor. We cannot take wine and forget those who are thirsty. The ground and the rootless, the earth and its weary people cry out for justice. Lord, put our fullness at the service of the empty. We cannot hear your words of peace and forget a world at war, or if not at war, then preparing for it. Lord, show us quickly how to turn weapons into welcome signs and the lust for power into the desire for peace. We cannot celebrate the feast of your family and forget our divisions. We are one in spirit, but not in fact. History and hurt still dismember us. Lord, heal our church in every brokenness. Amen. Among friends gathered around the table, Jesus took bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you." So take your bread and break it and share it. Judy, body of Christ, look up for you. Amen. And later he took the cup of wine and said, "This is a new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Take this, all of you, to remember me." So take your wine, drink and share. Jody, blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life into our hands. Now we put our life into yours. Take us, renew and remake us. What we have been is past. What we shall be through you still awaits us. Lead us on and take us with you. Amen. As we are gathered around the Lord's table, it's important to remember and to pray for those in our church family, to pray for the needs of the wider world. So let's continue in prayer. Lord, we remember some of our church family who are in hospital at the moment. We can't mention them for data protection reasons, but we think of them in our hearts at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we think of those who are waiting for operations in the coming weeks and months and the stresses and strains that the NHS is under at this time. We pray for them too. That even with the demands of COVID, they would still be able to get the operations and the help that they need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for our prayer day. On the 6th, we pray that you would draw people to be involved in that in their homes and to join together and pray together on Zoom as well. And we pray for the coming year. We don't know what it holds, but we know that you will lead us and guide us. And we pray that we will be sensitive to your leading and your guiding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for our nation and for the world as we are going through difficult times with COVID. We know that the coming months will be difficult. We pray for those working in the National Health Service, those working in schools and businesses. We pray for the vaccines rollout. We thank you for those that have been vaccinated, even within our church family in the last week. And we pray for especially those who are vulnerable to be covered. And we pray that eventually all those who need the vaccine will receive it, both here in the UK and globally too. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for our new relationship with Europe. We thank you that there was a deal made, but we know it will be difficult for businesses with new bureaucracy and new red tape and things to do. And we pray that that relationship between the UK and the EU would settle down in the coming months and years. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the people in the Yemen. We think of the explosion at the airport with people killed. And we pray for peace in that troubled country. We pray for those wider, more major players in the world who are involved in that conflict, that they would seek a genuine and lasting peace for that suffering people. You're not only suffering war, but suffering COVID and sort of economic collapse as well. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the government and the people of the United States of America as in their transition time from President Trump to President Biden. We pray for that divided country, and we pray that there would be a smooth transition in the coming weeks and months. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we offer you all these prayers, and we join them together with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now close with a blessing. May the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to you and to all people this Christmas season and always. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. So thank you for joining us online. We'll be continuing with these recordings for the foreseeable future, so hopefully meet up again this time next week. Go well and God bless.